Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal here on WGN. We have Julian Champion, the founder of West Point School of Music, the Epic School, Epic Steel Orchestra. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be here. Good to be here with you tonight.
And I've talked to you a little bit on the phone, but tell us how this all started.
Well, it's a vision to bring something different and unique to the city of Chicago. I love this city. I think Chicago is one of the greatest cities in the world. And how can you be a great city without a great steel orchestra? So I'm originally from Trinidad, and this is part of our gift to the world, steel drums and steel band music. And America is my home now, and I wanted to bring that to the United States.
When did you leave Trinidad?
Well, I left Trinidad in 1991, worked in several cities in the U.S., and ended up in Chicago in 2008, and I've had a blast since.
And you've always worked in outreach. I mean, tell us about that. In what other urban centers you've lived in? You've worked with the Salvation Army, and you worked in community outreach.
I grew up in poverty, and I wanted my life to be spent making a difference for people who are in poverty. And I thought a good way to do that, and I felt a call to do it through social ministry and pastoral ministry. And my heart is for city centers, large urban populations, blind in poverty. I have a real desire to work in those kinds of communities. So I put together my desire to work in those kinds of neighborhoods with my passion for making music, and what we have is West Point School of Music, which is an unfolding vision of bringing opportunity to young people in urban centers so they can create great music and by so doing find ways, pathways out of poverty.
Now we'll meet the musicians. We're going to play some music after the news. Tell me about the students, the musicians you have here. What neighborhood? Well, we'll talk to them after the news. But
yeah.
who's all here?
This group here, this is the tip of the spear. These guys are the creme de la creme. They have been with the organization for at least over 5 years. Five of these folks are music majors in college, and the others are seniors in high school. And they are the teaching artists. Part of their responsibility is to perform with Epic, but they also spend considerable amount of time teaching young musicians in the city. So on Saturday morning, for example, this morning, we were at Whistler Elementary School. Shout out Whistler and all of our children there, working with the students of Whistler, Powell, Kelman, Mount Vernon, instructing them on playing their band instruments and steel drums.
This is quite a commitment because you've got quite a load in. I mean, this is a lot of stuff you bring around.
You know, people ask us to play, and then when we show up, they're like, oh, no, we didn't know you were going to bring that much stuff. But this is what we need to make the music we make, and you're going to hear what it sounds like in a couple minutes.
Yeah, I want to talk about the beauty of this music. You know, I've been to Trinidad. Yes. From what I remember, I really like it. I was there for Carnival. But we're going to take a break with David Jennings in the news, and then we're going to come back with the Epic Steel Orchestra here on WGN.
Thank you.
Holy moly. The epic steel orchestra from the West Point School of Music. And we're getting our sound here. 7206 South Oglesby Avenue, right?
Yeah, that's all administrative offices.
Yeah, turn up the volume there. Tell us about that song. That was something.
It's a piece called Pan Flamenco. Fun piece.
I guess so. Yeah. There's so many questions I have. I mean, can you come here and talk?
That's Courtney. She plays. Come around here.
I mean, I've just turned over. She was over my shoulder. But tell us what she's playing while
she
comes over.
She's a six bass. It's, of course, the bigger the notes, the more space it takes on the head of the drum. So she has to have six drums in order to get enough notes to make sense.
Courtney, thanks for not hitting my head on that. So you had six drums.
Yes.
How'd you get into this?
I met him at the Salvation Army, and I joined the band, and I joined the steel orchestra, and I just kind of stuck.
Were you familiar with this type of music?
Not at all.
Not at all. And how'd you learn about it? Did he teach you?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, what did you think about playing these drums?
I love it.
You love it.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
It's a lot of moving.
Yeah.
Moving around.
I noticed that.
Very busy. Yeah.
How do you, Mr. Champion? How do you set up the instrumentation? How does each person get assigned their?
Well, it's much like your standard choir. You have your soprano voice, melody voice, and alto, harmony, tenor, and basses. So that's kind of what we have. We have Courtney on the bass, and then Bo here on the tenor. The tenor voice. The pans are called cello.
Yeah.
Cello pans, and then. Back there we have the alto pans, and then in the front here we have the lead players.
And the lead players, okay.
Yeah, so.
All right.
This instrument is so fascinating. The history and the innovation and creativity of it. Mr. Champion?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the history of this?
Well, the brief history is that in coming out of the Second World War, the Trinidadians after the World War, of course, we were looking for a way to celebrate. And initially, it started with street festivals where they would use, you know, just biscuit tins and any kind of metal we could get our hands on. And eventually, at the base where the Americans were in Chagaramas, they left a lot of oil drums there from the war. Mm-hmm. And someone discovered if you hit the oil drums in certain places, it made sounds, and we went from biscuit tins to using the oil drums. I mean, there's more in there, but that's a brief history, and it has been refined, of course, through the years by many, many outstanding, we call them pan men, to where steel drums are now all over the world, and major ensembles all over the world.
Do you play out? I mean, do you play to students, or do you have public appearances?
Absolutely. This is what this group does.
Yeah. So give us some of the. Do you have some shows coming up?
We normally participate in Night Out in the Parks, and that's one event that we've spent some time working on. We have invitations to play at weddings and events like that, but nothing. In the immediate future, no.
Kind of the same question I asked, maybe for the young people here, same question I asked about Gwendolyn Brooks. I mean, what do young people say when they hear this music if they hadn't heard it before? Does anybody want to take that? Any of the students? Just pick up mic. All the mics are on. So. And, yeah, what's your name?
My name is Menashe Champion.
You're related to...
Yes.
Yeah, he's your father? Okay. All right. How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And where do you live?
I live on the east side of Chicago, South Shore.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so what do people think about when they hear this for the first time?
Well, people, the students I help teach, I mean, they love it. They want to, I teach most wind instruments. So when they hear a percussion instrument like the steel drum, of course, they're interested. And we have young kids from like the fourth grade starting on the drums. And they just love to dance. They love to move. And they love the music. Yeah, it's just dancing music.
I mean, I live by Humboldt Park, so I've seen a little bit like this music over by in the park. But I mean, can you guys talk about? I mean, it's a beautiful sound, and it can have a restorative nature. Can you talk about what this music does to your soul and to your heart?
Well, for me, I just love to dance. Again, being a performer and just like being on stage, what it does for me is, it definitely makes me happy.
Right.
It causes me to dance. It causes me to move. You have to move playing the steel drum. And even when you're entertaining people and you're performing for people on the steel drum, if you just stand there, nobody's going to feel it with you, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's even a better connection if you're dancing and they're dancing too. And it's like a party, really. So,
is it a complicated instrument to play? Is it difficult to learn?
I would say that we tell the kids this all the time. He said, well, I want to play an instrument. He said, which one? The easy one. Well, that instrument don't exist. I mean, we can do easy things with this instrument, but it's as complicated, as difficult as you venture to take, you know, complicated and difficult music.
Do you know any Jimmy Buffett songs?
No.
We do.
Which one is it?
Right.
The Brown Eye.
Do Brown Eye Girl.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Now, 30 students enrolled in the Celebration on Steel Pan program.
Right. So that's our elementary program.
Yeah. Okay.
And those are our students that we have a program at, a strong program we had at Kelman Elementary, but those kids are still involved. Budget cuts, you know, affected our program at that school.
Yeah.
But we still try to serve the kids there. Kelman and then Whistler. On the south side. So those two groups together is our Celebration on Steel elementary program. So we could actually go and replace everyone here with students who are in the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And they may not sound quite like this, but they are definitely good.
You guys are awesome. I mean, it's really...
Thank you.
Dan, do we have time for another song, or do you want to take a break? I mean,
No, we could fit in another song here.
You want to do another song? What do you got?
Okay,
Mr. Champion, you want to introduce this?
Yes, this is a waltz, a Strauss waltz, but we are going to put a little Trinidad sauce on it.
Okay.
So people should recognize it when they hear it. I mean, so let's see how many people get it.
Okay.
All right.
So here we go. I feel like a real host here. The Epic Steel Orchestra from the West Point School of Music. Take it away. And there you have the Epic Steel Orchestra from the West Point School of Music. We're going to be back with a little more conversation and one more song after this commercial break. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal with the Epic Steel Orchestra from the West Point School of Music. I've got a lot of ground to cover here in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Julian Champion, the founder, tell us about how people, do you take volunteers, do you take donations? How can people help you out? And Sandra, I mean, we were talking about the arts. I mean, tell us how important funding and for all everything all you guys do for funding and getting you guys, keeping you alive.
Well, you know, I think music makes everything beautiful. And there are real needs in the city of Chicago, need for people with housing, with education, job training. But we cannot forget that without arts in a community, It's still. Poetry is important, dance, drama, music. And what we have in the city of Chicago are neighborhoods, thousands of young children who are deprived of access to quality arts education. There are great groups out here doing wonderful work. We are one of them. I mean, we're not the only game in town, certainly. But if someone wanted to help us, one of the things they could do is, you know, go to our website and click that donate button and send us a donation for $25, $50, $10. You can do it a month, once a month for a year, and support the work. Because the truth is that the current state in the city of Chicago around public education is pretty tough. I believe that our mayor is doing his best, and folks are trying their best. I don't believe people are deliberately trying to hurt young people, but the effect of what's happening is that young people are hurting.
What's the website? Then I got a question for Sandra.
WestPointSOM.org. WestPointSOM.org.
Sandra, your observations on this. Did I read in your background? Did you teach at Robert Taylor Holmes?
Yes, a long time ago, when I was a young writer, and the arts are just so vitally important. I mean, it's what makes us human beings.
Right.
You know, our music and our dance and our literature. And it's not just a one-way relationship, and it's an exchange. And one of the ways that audiences can become involved in the arts is to support them. Revise the Psalm. Work celebrating the writing of Gwendolyn Brooks is an anthology of 90 contributors, and it's on sale at curbsidesplendor.com.
And you wanted to give that date out again. We got about a minute left. Yeah.
Yes. So on February 28th, okay, at 7 p.m., you have a choice of attending a reading and book signing at Volumes Bookstore on Milwaukee Avenue and Wicker Park, or the Beverly Arts Center on 119th Street in Beverly. I hope you'll join us.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. I'd like you to maybe come back this summer. I've got a camper van I'm not going to be using this summer. I'll come and pick you up in my camper van. It's just awesome. What a treat. So thank you all for coming down.
Thank you for having us.
It was really, really joyful music.
Good to be at WGN.
Thank you for sharing with us. Thanks to Dan Long. Thanks to Aubrey Mumpower. I'd like to already apologize to the WGN Radio Theater, who's up next. It's going to take us a while to clean this up. And we'll see you next week. Thanks.